FM 90.3 WJTL, Josh Baldwin, Evidence. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. Kaylin and Fred with you, 7:05.
I have a lot of great memories of going to the movies on holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You love Thanksgiving. Yeah, you're a Thanksgiving movie
I'm going to the movies this Thanksgiving, and I'm going to probably maybe potentially go to the movies on Christmas too. And if you guys want to as well, you guys could go see the best Christmas pageant ever. It's directed by Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen. It's a classic story that's been told many times, but not like this. The unruly Herdman kids hijack the town's sacred Christmas pageant, but they also hijack our hearts. Aww. It's a Christmas comedy for families, and it's now in theaters.
Yeah, very cool. This morning, our very special guest, our friend Jen Knepper, is here with Gifts That Give Hope. Good morning to you, Jen.
Good morning, Fred.
It's always so wonderful to have you on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to?
Chad, my husband, and then my boys, Luke, Liam, and Levi. They're all getting ready for school.
Is it true one of your boys is driving?
Yes, my oldest. He just got his permit.
No, that's not possible.
So
how long have you been doing Gifts That Give Hope?
17 years.
17?
Yes.
I remember when you first came on 17 years ago, back when we were over in Orchid Pike, and told us about this great idea. Tell us what Gifts That Give Hope is all about.
We describe it as a live version of a gift catalog where you come to the fair and you can make charitable gift contributions, and you can also shop from our marketplace. There's food trucks. So there's really something for everybody there, and looking for unique gifts that give back to a lot of the nonprofit organizations in our area.
Yeah, and it's coming up this weekend.
Yes, it's December 1st, so it is early this year.
Yeah.
So just giving everybody a heads up.
So it's coming up this Sunday. It's 11 to 4. It's back at the Lancaster Farm and Home Center.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Correct.
And so what are some of the nonprofits that will be represented this year?
We have Aaron's Acres, who is there. We have Nurse Family Partnership, Swan. They provide music lessons for children.
Yeah, they're great.
They are great. They're one of my favorites, even though I shouldn't have favorites, but I love the music.
Love what they're doing.
Yeah. It's just so impactful. World Bicycle Relief. So we have just a lot of great organizations. Hope International is back with us.
Oh, very cool.
So,
and you always have stuff that people can buy, food and other things too, besides the nonprofits. Tell us about that.
So there's a section that's a marketplace. So Revolution Jewelry, if you're familiar with them, they're here in Lancaster. It's jewelry made by women experiencing homelessness. So it's a great social enterprise, a great way to give back. We have Stroopies are there.
Yay.
So yeah. Just great organizations that give back. It's like an umbrella. Everything that you can purchase at the gift fair goes towards making a better world for everybody.
A better world and a cause that you believe in.
Right.
Which is awesome. How about food? You guys often have like coffee and different food.
Yes. And this year we're doing something fun. We have a food passport. So you can come and get that and then try a little bit of all the things. So there's food trucks there. So we'd love to have, the foodies out. It's a great spot to come.
Yeah, it's all happening this Sunday, 11 to 4 at the Lancaster Farm and Home Center. Gifts That Give Hope. We love being a part of it. We're so happy that you're able to do it this week. We want to encourage you to go out as well. If folks want more information, can they get that online?
Sure. Look for us on Facebook or Instagram under Gifts That Give Hope Lancaster, and we have the links there if you want to shop. You can shop online.
Oh, wow. You can go online.
Yes, yeah, so you can.
Is
make
that
your...
new? Have you always done that?
No, it's we've been working on, but we've made it better. You can shop from years past as well.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Even if a nonprofit couldn't be with us this year, like Life Cycles, for example, if they had a scheduling conflict this year, but you can still shop online to give gifts towards them.
Here's a great way to support a lot of different Christian ministries, pick up some Christmas gifts, get some great food. Mm-hmm. It's all happening this Sunday at the Lancaster Farm and Home Center. Gifts That Give Hope from 11 till 4. People don't have to sign up ahead of time.
No,
no. You can just show up.
It's free to come. So there's lots of great things going on for everybody.
Check it out, Facebook, Instagram, or giftsthatgivehopelancaster.org.
Yes.
We'll talk more with Jen coming up. Music on the way too. Michael Boggs next.